I'm Ray McDonald on the Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're looking at the five most popular songs in the Billboard Magazine Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending December 14th, 2013. This time of year, the music world turns its attention to the Grammy Awards. The nominations were announced last Friday, and three of this week's artists are included. We'll open in fifth place where One Republic slips a slot with Counting Stars. Ryan Tedder and his band have an important date in March. Details are on the way. Lately, I've been loving to the sea. Dreaming about the things that we could be. Lately, I've been loving playing hard. Said no more counting dollars. We'll be counting stars. One Republic retreats a slot to fifth place with Counting Stars. On March 27th, One Republic will be in London's Royal Albert Hall to perform at the Concerts for the Teenage Cancer Trust. Over the past 13 years, these concerts have raised more than £17 million, or $27 million, to help young cancer patients across the United Kingdom. Up four slots to fourth place go Pitbull and Kesha with Timber, which blends dance and country elements. Is a trend developing here? We'll take a closer look after the song. Pitbull and Kesha rise four slots to fourth place with Timber. It's already gone to number one in 10 countries. As with Avicii's mega hit Wake Me Up, Timber blends elements of dance and country. Is this a trend in the making? In any event, it's Pitbull's highest Hot 100 showing since Give Me Everything hit number one back in 2011. Falling two slots to third place is Lorde with Royals. Her stint at number one may be over, but everything else is going her way. Details are coming up.
And we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. And baby, I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy.
Lorde topped the chart for 9 weeks with Royals. But this week she falls to third place. The 17-year-old New Zealander just collected four Grammy nominations: Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Pop Album, and Best Pop Solo Performance. Both Eminem and Rihanna drew Grammy nominations this year, and here they are in second place, holding steady with The Monster.
I'm friends with The Monster, that's trying to pop it. Get along with the voices inside of my head. He's trying to
Eminem and Rihanna stay within striking distance of the prize as The Monster holds in second place. Rihanna just collected two Grammy Award nominations, Best Urban Contemporary Album and Best Pop Duo Performance for Stay. Eminem is in the running for Best Rap Performance for Berserk. Miley Cyrus has no Grammy nominations, and as you can imagine, her fans aren't too happy about that. However, there's some consolation on the Hot 100, where Wrecking Ball returns to number one.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break you up. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me.
Miley Cyrus may not be getting a Grammy Award in 2014, but no other pop act is carrying more career momentum. Miley kicks off her world tour in February, and this week Wrecking Ball regains the Hot 100 title for a third total week. Can Miley maintain her crown? We'll find out in 7 days, and thanks for listening today. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been our Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.